Weather's changing. That's always a good, good time for in Chicago Bear weather, that is. We've had a great week of practice. We're healthy. Don't have anyone really to report except for Alshon Jeffrey on the injury list. So we're pretty excited about that. This game is always exciting for the players, too, when we get a chance to wear our throwback uniforms that bring back some of our past. And our history, of course, goes back a long ways. So Carolina needs a win. We need one. They're a good football team. I know the record doesn't say that. Yes, they have improved and with the running game, but the passing game also. But, I mean, that was a plan. You know, we had a few guys in different positions. And, you know, when you're – you know, everyone talks about the offensive line, and they have a critique of the offensive line play, so you want it to be right. Offensive line knows that, you know, who they're blocking for with the running game, with Matt Forte and Michael Bush. And, of course, we can give Jade some time. He can hit a lot of, you know, great receivers. So, but they have made improvement like our team has. I think it's talked about more on the outside than it really actually happens, you know, with the team, because we watch the video. And, guys, you know, once you get on the field, you don't ask them what their record is. And once you see the plays that they're making and you know the talent. And for this group, having played them last year, especially for the defensive players, not many teams have put up over 500 yards against us here at home. And, of course, on the other side of the ball, we're capable. And then knowing as many other coaches as we do, so I don't think that'll be a problem. Well, you always talk to them. But you know, when you're in the coaching profession, you know, you could have a relative on the other side or close friends just about each week. But, you know, it's all about getting that win for your team.
Actually, when that is part of the case with so many guys that are interchangeable or who have coached here, does it just come down to who executes? Because they know what you're
going to
do.
It always. And that's so, I shouldn't say overstated, but I just don't think that in the end that really plays a big part, because even if you don't know a lot, after you have a good week of practice and all season of studying, you have a good idea about the plays or the defenses that a team will run, but it is about that one snap and execution.